is Radio Rubber Room. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, Derek was telling us his first glory hole story.
Well, I actually haven't had my first one yet. Damn it, John! Well, Chanel, how's it going?
It's going really well. It's going really well, Derek. I'm really impressed, Sean. 10 points for throwing Derek off so well in the first 5 seconds of the show.
Good.
You freaking win.
Have you guys seen the moon?
The moon is awesome tonight.
It's huge.
It is huge. What does that mean?
Like, I feel like I could poke it.
Have you tried?
Yes.
How'd that work out for you?
I couldn't. It wasn't like I felt it would be.
Speaking of poking, glory hole.
Yeah. Good callback, Ryan. Good callback.
Which side were you on? Were you on the poking through side or the receiving end?
Of your glory hole with the moon this evening.
The moon glory hole. Are you allowed to say glory hole on the internet? Probably.
Probably.
It's the glory hole episode. Exciting.
Yeah.
So, we used to have an ad that we played every time on the regular radio about glory holes.
Did we?
The glory helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. I forgot about that.
The portable glory hole.
That was before my time.
That was before your time. I forgot about the glory helmet.
Oh,
man. Okay, well, we got Motel Fire here with us tonight. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Fantastic. Pretty good?
We're good.
A little awkward?
No.
No?
Strong subject matter.
So it's just me that feels awkward?
Yeah, just you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Best segue could have been.
You guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves? Tell us what you play.
Okay, I'm Tecumseh Allen. I play bass and sing.
I'm Anthony Stanton. I play drums.
I'm Stephen Bettis, and I play guitar and sing.
And together, you are Motel Fire.
Yes, only together.
Motel Fire.
Sounds dangerous. It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, We thought it would make people feel dirty and then want to go home and check the stove.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's always good to have a Motel Fire escape plan. Like, as soon as I check into a motel,
yeah.
First thing, I blacklight it, and then I have my fire escape plan.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like most motels, the doors are just, like, right out of the parking lot there, so as long as it's not your room that's on fire, you could, like, almost just open the door and, like, drink a beer and enjoy.
Yeah. Enjoy the fire?
Enjoy the fire. And, like, fire trucks are gonna come and stuff.
Yeah. Maybe, like, bring some marshmallows?
That would be awesome. There might be, like, fire rescue dogs.
Like, fire rescue hot dogs or real dogs?
That would be sweet.
Yeah, you can roast. you can roast some hot dogs on the fire while the fire dogs come.
Like, there's maybe a chance I could see a fireman give, like, oxygen masks to a kitten.
Yeah.
Like, take a picture
of
it.
That would be adorable.
And be internet famous.
Yeah.
I mean, you are already kind of internet famous.
If I got that photo, I'd quit tomorrow.
Don't tell me that.
Just don't get me near any kittens that need to be respirated, and you'll be fine.
Right.
With a giant masculine fireman holding your master's face.
Right. Yeah. If you see that happen, just punch me in the face and knock me out or something.
They're like, tonight on the Super Bowl, instead of seeing the last quarter, here is 25 minutes of a picture of a fireman resuscitating a kitten with an oxygen mask.
And it gets better ratings. Yeah.
I would actually felt a lot better about that in retrospect.
Yeah, than what actually happened.
That was one of the best games I ever watched, I think.
Not if you live in Seattle.
Yeah, sorry guys.
Or if you don't like the Patriots.
Yeah.
That guy caught the ball, he was just like, oh, snap. Cool.
Well, I got the game in my hands.
Yeah.
And it's
gone.
That one catch, though, man.
That was
pretty cool.
I love when everybody talks about the Super Bowl and I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I paid no attention to it whatsoever.
Well, you didn't miss anything. Other than the greatest game ever.
Well, guys, we're going to get to our first break, but glad to have you here. We're going to hear some live tunes from Motel Fire, and we're talking to guys, but right now we're going to play a tune. The Trillions just put out a new album, and this is one off of it. The album's called Superstition. This is 1984 here on Radio Rubber Room.
Blue my little world, but so real. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. I have nothing really to say about that.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child Zap, it's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child Zap in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child, and if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child Zap administers a minor electric shock. Just enough to knock a little turd nugget off their feet. I tested it out on animals. Child Zap has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child Zap has a 1-foot timeout setting. Don't worry, if the child attempts to deactivate Child Zap in any way, they are hit with a continuous stream of electricity, and the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence. Got him! It's not just for kids. I even use it on Grandpa to keep him from wandering outside of the tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child Zap has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts. 100 volts. Up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
John Lee Designs.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML,
CSS,
Java,
PHP,
HTML,
and web development.
JohnLee Design.com.
Or JohnLeeDesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Do you know those tasks you feel like you could complete in your sleep? Now you can with the new autopilot cookie that I inadvertently devised in Grandpa's tool shed. Sean's autopilot cookie is made out of sedatives, amphetamines, cookie, and a secret compound that separates two inside the body. It's crushed up bugs. The sedative helps you sleep. The amphetamine stimulates you physically and mentally, whilst the secret compound allows you to enjoy your rest and be extremely proficient at whatever life may bring your way. Have a task you need to accomplish that you are lamenting? Just eat one of my cookies, and in what will seem like moments to you, the task is completed and you will come to with a feeling of accomplishment. The sedatives wear off slightly before the amphetamines. Skip the whole morning routine. Come to showered with your teeth brushed, hearty breakfast in your belly. Who knows, you might even do the dishes. Skip work. Have too many emails to answer? Have a cookie. Spring cleaning? Have 2 cookies. You have a shed that you need to build? Have 5 cookies. I got a degree while having a real kick-ass dream. I don't remember 2014. But I woke up with a Nobel Peace Prize, and I speak fluent Russian, which is great because I have a super hot Russian girlfriend now. Nostrovia! Warning, cookies are very addictive, and there may be no way to break their cycle of use. I'm on them right now! Sean's autopilot cookies, made out of cookies and chemicals. Now available in double chocolate chunk. Have a memory you want to forget? Try my memory-repressing brownies. Have a memory you want to forget? Try my memory-repressing brownies. They're great.
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich. Mmm.
Fire was the name of that tune, gentlemen.
Angel.
Angel?
Yeah.
You're saying that was a new one?
Yeah, that's a new one.
It had that new song smell.
Did it?
Yeah. It did. A little ozone-y.
Yeah, yeah. It really gets in your nose and sticks.
So that one is one that is not recorded.
Not yet recorded. So we wanted to give whoever's listening a treat. So you have a treat now.
Very nice. Enjoy, everyone. Yeah. Enjoy. No, but you do have some things recorded.
Oh, yes.
You have an EP, correct?
No, an album. Full length.
Mm-hmm. And where can we find that?
You can find that on Bandcamp, or you can get a physical copy from us at one of our shows.
What's the cutoff between full length and
EP?
I don't know. Oh, I guess whenever you run out of money.
Like 17 minutes?
More of a financial thing.
It's more financial.
I feel like it's less than 7.
Yeah, I feel like a good EP should always be somewhere around 5 to 6, maybe 7 songs.
I think 3 is the usual number.
3 is more like a demo.
3 to 5.
3 to 5 is a good...
I wish there was like a thing on the internet we could like just type in and find out the exact number.
Maybe.
Well,
I don't know, maybe I'll work on that. What's the album called?
It's called 50 and 15.
50 and 15?
15-15.
15-15. Mm-hmm. Like really good vision, 15-15?
Would that be really good? That would be really good, wouldn't it?
That would be better than 2020.
No, it wouldn't.
Would it be terrible?
You still need the 20 in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have
2015 is you see at 20 feet what the normal person would see at 15.
Okay.
Last time I had my vision checked, it was better than 2020.
I had better than 2020. I have 2015 vision.
With my glasses on, I have 2015.
This is, have you guys ever heard of the like tetravision people that can see like a million times more range of color than normal?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
That's something I want to be afflicted with.
Synesthesia too. That's what you can like see colors when you make music.
Yeah, that's cool. I always like synesthesia.
Now you guys have been playing some shows.
Yes.
A lot of house shows, from what I understand. Correct.
That's correct. We've been playing.
We brought the floor down.
Yeah.
Like, actually broke the floor?
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear the story. I missed out on this one.
There was, you couldn't get from point A to point B without...
It was Sour House, right?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Sour House. It was Zach's house.
Yeah.
It was Zach Goldwasser, really cool guy around town. His project is called Moz. And it was a house on Lee Street. His last name's Goldwasser.
Whoops.
I'm going to keep moving with this, though. But, we were playing a show in a room that probably couldn't fit more than 50 people, and there was at least 100 people in there. And they would not stop jumping until the floor was in the basement. You know, it was...
So did people actually fall through the floor?
No, but it was close. Mm-hmm. It was very close. Some of the neighbors were coming out because, you know, it's right next to the bass player from Imaginary Sons' house. What's his name?
Kyle.
It was right next to Kyle's house.
Picture like a trampoline, like full of like water.
Yeah, just that's exactly
it. It's still in place. It hasn't snapped yet. Like, the floor was sinking.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Like, I had bodies falling on the drum set. Drum set was falling forward.
Mm-hmm.
Steve had to stop playing guitar. Just hold on to the mic for dear life.
Yeah.
They threw a desk out the front door. I mean,
people seriously thought it was going to, like, collapse.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's an experience that not many bands get to have, like, ever.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, I gotta say. I think we all...
Are you going to put that in your rider from now on? Like, sturdy floor?
Yeah.
Dude, exactly. I wish I was there. I would have gone downstairs and just been like,
right?
Yeah. Raise the floor.
Raise the floor.
And then, like, whoop. Steps going upstairs, people hanging on the railings and stuff. My bad.
Yeah.
Next time, Sean will be there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you need to do that.
There was another crime on the other side of town.
Sean, you're like a trussle.
Yeah.
You're like a trussle. You're like the trussle of people, I feel.
Of society.
Now, house shows, they're a great way to get in front of new crowds and stuff. And you guys had mentioned you guys were playing a lot of house shows, and it got me thinking, like, you're reaching a different, a new audience, you know, it's a good way, but I think an expansion on the house show and to really get out to a new audience, what if you just started playing at random people's houses unexpectedly?
Unexpectedly, just ring the doorbell. Yeah, you know, I think we should start sweepstakes where, you know, that's what you win. You win floor destruction at your house.
You show up with a big fake check and then, like, play a set.
Yeah.
Trash your floor.
They did that in the 80s with Anthrax. they did the sweepstakes in the 80s where Anthrax would show up at your house and do a show. And, like, there's actually footage where, like, Anthrax shows up at these random people's house. And, like, the kids are like, yeah, this is awesome. And they're like, literally, like, Anthrax is literally there with, like, saws and stuff. Like, sawing the house. Like, doing crazy stuff.
So they were definitely the forefathers of house destruction. Mm-hmm. Nice. We could learn something from them.
Nice. And I think it would be a sweepstakes would be good, but people can't know they're in the sweepstakes.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be something unconscious.
Yeah.
And it's got to be something that people aren't really prepared for.
Well, you can do like a lottery type of thing, like put a bunch of addresses in a hat and then just pick them at random. And
just addresses. Yeah. Just like rip up a phone book.
Yeah, just a phone book. Yeah, that's.
Do they have phone books?
Yeah, they do.
Do they still have them?
They still deliver them to my apartment building. I can tell because there's always a stack in the foyer. Yeah.
Okay.
That nice. No one ever picks up anymore.
I never knew that. They should really get like a website.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have a couple of those.
Oh.
Dude, everyone has phones now anyway.
So you don't really need a book.
Do you guys think about this? Like, 1,000 years ago or so, books replaced tablets.
And now tablets replace books.
I don't think that was actually 1,000 years ago. I think it was nowhere near that long ago. Yeah.
Approximately.
They had books 1,000 years ago.
Did they?
Printing press?
1400.
Okay.
Ginsburg.
Human history books.
I mean, they were handmade books.
I lied. It was like Gutenberg.
Good job.
All right. Good job. Well, guys, we got to get to another break, we got a show coming up next Wednesday.
We do, next Wednesday, February 11th. It's our pre-V-Day bash with Dalton Dash.
Okay.
And it'll be all ages and free at Emilio's, as all of our every other Wednesday shows are. And this one's going to have, not only will Dalton Dash be playing all night and all kinds of fun stuff, but we are also going to be having a bachelor/bachelorette auction.
We're
going to
sell Chanel.
Okay.
Not just me, though.
Yeah.
Not just me. I will be up for auction. But we are also going to auction off some other very notable musicians in town, including members of Dalton Dash and PBR.
Okay.
And possibly some other super surprise guests. I know Stephen Boone has agreed to be part of the auction.
Okay.
And I'm in talks with DJ Williams.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
Okay, in talks.
So sorry, ladies, start saving.
Brian wants to start the bidding.
Start saving your dollars.
100,000.
I
want to pay for guitar lessons.
So yeah, we are auctioning off Valentine's Day dates if you are in need of them. We'll also have some other contests and fun games and ridiculousness to be had, and a whole bunch of band swag to give away.
Mm, yes.
All right, but we're going to get to a break. We're going to be back with more from Motel Fire. But right now, this is their Red States with And That's Why You Always Leave here on Radio Rubber Room.
Here it comes again. Hey guys, it's Chanel from Radio Rubber Room, and I want to see you on the dance floor at Emilio's at Radio Rubber Room Presents every other Wednesday night. 10 p.m. free at Emilio's downtown at the corner of Meadow and Broad. Bring your dancing shoes. Mention this ad. I will give you a free hug, possibly a bonus high five.
Sometimes it's hard for me to wind down after a long day of working on Radio Rubber Room.
Man, I'm so jacked up on coffee right now I can't sleep, eat, or even take a seat on the couch. Not even for a moment.
I'm paranoid. Are you recording this?
Do you sometimes find it hard to relax? Your mind is running, and you can't chill out on the couch and just forget about the day? New from Spoof Co. comes Relaxation Juice. Take just one sip of Relaxation Juice and forget about your troubles from the day.
It has like a slimy texture with leafy chunks in it.
Man, it tastes like the jungle just roundhouse kicked my face.
It's pretty good, actually.
Made from the most natural of ingredients and pharmaceutical chemicals.
Man, I'm so relaxed. It's like the couch is becoming me.
Whoa, Sean. When did you get here?
I'm freaking out right now. How do I know if I am me? I don't know anything anymore.
Relaxation juice is made from a highly dangerous combination of dangerous chemicals, making it illegal to create, possess, and consume this product on 6 6/7 out of 7 continents.
It's like I can't even tell that my body is a part of me. I'm paralyzed, man. I gotta get away from this llama.
Help me!
I feel like all the atoms inside me are boiling and crashing into each other. Am I a part of the universe anymore?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm so relaxed.
Seriously, do not come into contact with relaxation juice in any way. Relaxation juice may cause hallucinations of llamas, Angreon, termites, wooden shoes, and Optimus Prime.
Losing weight can be difficult. Fat layers build up over the years, and over time lodge in your brain, causing stupidness and smelly ear fungus. If you are overweight, a new diet is available that is sure to help you lose that undesirable blubber. The East Africa Diet. The East Africa Diet uses proven science to help you lose weight fast. Scientific evidence shows that the East Africa Diet is the quickest, most effective diet on the market. Enjoy 2 or 3 delicious meals a week. Many to choose from, including dirt, several grains of rice, flies from face, and nothing. 1 in 45 East Africa diets comes with scraps from dead bird that died overhead. Your diet will be supported by rigorous exercises like dig hole to find meal grubs, walk 60 miles for sip of water, and run from lion. Dieters are encouraged to spend 8 to 10 hours a day in the hot sun or near some other plus 100 degree heat source. The East Africa Diet guarantees success. Want an accelerated program? Ask how you can get a jar of mosquitoes directly from East Africa. East Africa Diet may cause hallucinations, extended belly, tight skin, bulging eyeballs, impotency, reduced desire to survive, and flies on face.
Are you dead, or has a loved one of yours died because of the use of vitamins? Vitamins may have come in contact with the food on your family's table. If you have noticed any of these symptoms, contact your medical health professional immediately. Feeling overly healthy, having regular bowel movements, great muscle to fat ratio, extended life, great skin, hair, and teeth, increased sex drive and performance, and you may or may not be entitled to a cash reward. If so, contact the law offices of Radio Rub Room at www.radiorubberoom.podbean.com.
This one's called Bird's Nest.
This feels just like
if you wake up, why are you still taking small steps? Don't you see where it's going at? Won't you be free from those burdens? Burdens. I've got a drink until I can to forget. I wish I was a better man. If it's that, this world is eating me alive. Don't quit yet. Watch the TV and that's burning. It's all shit, but you love it. Touch it, do you sleep well? Out of the time, how's your day spent? Swimming in wine on a lake, yeah. I know that you care, but it's never enough. Is it never enough?
Bird's Nest.
Mm-hmm. Was that your fake Derek voice?
Yeah, that was my impersonation. That was my impersonation of me.
Oh,
I liked it.
That was me doing me.
That's how you see yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I still got to work on it a little bit.
It's a little squeaky.
Yeah, it's not. I don't have it quite down yet.
You got to really support your voice with your diaphragm, Derek.
I'll work on it.
I feel like that's one of the things that you do well.
My goal is to have it down by next week.
Okay.
So the song is Bird's Nest, man. I was over at my parents' the other day. My dad told me, like, he had a swarm of robins.
Okay.
In the yard. Right, wow. Hold on. Hear me out.
Okay.
And then, like, I'm just thinking, I've never seen more than, like, one or two together. Usually, they're, like, chasing each other around, trying to bang or something. Yeah. And then I was like, that's crazy, because we've got this robin at our house that is, like, it's fat, and it's always sitting on our cars just shitting. Like, it is covering our cars. It's just one, and it's huge. I think all it does is eat and poop on our cars.
Oh, wow.
And then my boss was telling me she saw a swarm of robins as well in her yard.
Saw a swarm?
A swarm.
A swarm.
I've never seen robins swarm.
Like, so robins travel in swarms.
The bird's nest thing. Is that true? Me.
Dude, I have seen some bird swarms, but not robins.
Never robins. They're always, like,
that's strange.
You definitely see, like, murders of crows. Like, that's...
Yeah.
One time I was, like, going to, like, Walmart or something. I was driving down, like, this road. And it was, like, for a while that I saw this, like, black, like, it had to be about 10 feet in diameter. But it was just a tube of birds, like, all flying around. And, like, I went to Walmart and, like, did some shit. And then I came out and went to go back. And, like, it's still, like, it's just a giant,
just
like,
the doors of hell opened up right above
your head. Birds, like, all just going somewhere.
It's definitely terrifying. I get those Alfred Hitchcock, like, birds moments where it's like, they're coming for us.
So I don't know what's going on with robins, but it's...
I don't feel like they're nearly as dangerous as crows, but I feel like any time there are that many birds...
Crows are smart.
They're being weird, though. They're being odd.
And maybe it's a sign.
Plus, I just watched the birds too much when I was a little kid. Like, when I
see
too
many
of them...
That explains so much about you, Jeff.
Well, I watched a lot of Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay. Yeah, well, you make so much more sense to me now.
He's a great director.
So is Bird's Nest, that's on the album?
No, that's also a new one.
Also a new one. Are we going to hear any songs from the album tonight?
Yes.
All right.
I don't want to disappoint anyone.
Very good.
Half and half.
So that's a new one. So we've got two new ones so far.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Are there more new ones in the works?
Actually, we're going to play one more new one, and I'm saying that in complete serious, and then we're going to play Go in Peace, you know, that's one of the singles off of the album, and those are the three new ones, so
We just want to boom, you know, almost like an EP of newness for Radio Rubber Room. Exclusively.
The live on Radio Rubber Room EP?
Yep. Yeah.
There you go.
It'd be mostly done after tonight.
Yeah, it's pretty much finished. Yeah.
Well, so is there a new album in the works or plans shaping up to record these new ones?
I mean, just from recording the first one, we went in there with not all the material we thought we'd want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just taking our time on this one so that when we go in, we got our arsenal, you know. Like,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's going to feel rushed because we've been playing these songs. And
so we're thinking like 2019?
Whoa!
Yeah. There's T-Rex album dropping to you 2047.
We just thought it'd be better if we kept refining it year after year. No.
Yeah.
No,
it's not perfect yet.
To put a date on it, we'd all be lying. But we're thinking maybe towards the end of this year, you know? Because we just released 1515 August of last year.
Yeah.
So it's still pretty fresh, you know?
Pretty
fresh. The new song smells haven't quite worn off. And there's some, we play a lot of these new ones we're playing right now at some of the shows we've been playing. So people
testing
aren't
them out.
Yeah, testing them out. So there's still a few on the album that people haven't heard. So, you know, we're going to try to let it take the course of its cycle.
What do you think the next song you write is going to be about?
I don't know. We've done birds, we've done angels.
No, your song's actually about angels and birds?
Yes.
Because I find that a lot of times people come in and they're like, this is the title, and this is nothing to do with that title whatsoever.
No.
So mostly winged things.
Winged things, yeah. Maybe we have a... what
maybe
was
you should
it,
write a song about wings.
I just named your next album.
What is it?
Winged Things.
Mm-hmm.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Winged Things.
By Motel Fire.
Yeah. You guys could blow up Paul McCartney, too. That's like the new thing.
Yeah,
you
know...
Paul McCartney collaboration.
We could be. Well, who is Paul McCartney? I don't know.
He's the guy in Kanye's
The guy in Kanye's band?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's all right. He's
all Kanye's right. trying to blow him up. And the Imaginary Sons are working hard at it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of talent, a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
I just feel like
older, he'll be better.
I just feel like the music scene in Britain is just gonna like come over here like a wave.
Yeah, I feel like now
like an invasion.
Other places in the world can have their own music scene because of course they don't.
Whoa.
You know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That may be a little much.
That may be a little much.
Or awesome. Yeah.
I love
one
trolling.
Of the two.
I'm not trying.
What?
Trolling.
It's can this make a really loud groaning sound now?
What?
Oh.
About what?
About all that.
Those were just trolls. That was
blasphemy.
That was young kids just putting that online to like give old people heart attacks.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love trolling, man?
Yeah, it was definitely someone messing with their parents.
Yeah. It had to have been.
Like,
no, I feel like some people thought.
Whenever we have it, like my favorite method of trolling is like whenever there's a house show and there will be like seven people in line to go to the bathroom and like I'm going upstairs just like sneak past them and go into my room or whatever. Like while we're walking past the bathroom, I'll just be like bang on the door real loud and be like, hurry the fuck up! You know, and then just like into my room, like, always wonder, like, what they look at the person who's next in line, like, dude, I was in the bathroom.
So you like to basically like to cause fights at your own house.
Yeah, so you're an instigator. That's
definitely an instigator.
I call it turd burgling.
Trolling.
I feel like you had a shaved head last week. Was that? Am I wrong? He's got like a full head of hair right now, but I feel like it was shaved last week.
Yeah, he's definitely shorter last week.
It grows really fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sean's a hairy dude.
By the end of the show, it's
full hair metal.
Mm-hmm. After your next song, it's going to be shorter last week.
Yeah.
Every year, I'm still in puberty. Like, hair is still growing.
It never stopped. Like,
first it'll be one, and then it'll be, like, more.
Okay.
Like, first it'll be, like, one, like, up here, you know. Like, oh, that's a new area. Like the white people are taking over America or some shit.
Okay.
The Native American smooth skin. It's like my body.
So no Rogaine is what you're telling us, all natural.
Yeah, all natural.
Okay.
Like, if anything, my hairline is transgressing. Like, if you look closely, like, there's hairs on my forehead region.
Yeah.
Like, my eyebrows are actually connected to the rest of mine.
That's amazing.
So you're becoming a Wookiee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year, this gap closes more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, it's getting there.
You're
going to
be
see?
Sasquatch by the
you
time you're 50.
See, like,
your hair is
new,
a parrot. A
these are the baby ones.
Here's a parrot. Yeah.
A parrot.
Mm-hmm. Like,
well,
they actually...
Now they've mapped the body hair on Sean.
the hair plug people, actually, they're like really interested in me.
Are they actively pursuing me?
Because I could like donate so many people. Like, I could cure baldness in a small country.
You should give Tom Brady your number.
I feel like most small countries have other problems that are like higher on the priority list.
But you never know.
Well, but you never know. If you're a pharmaceutical,
if you had a full head of hair, they'd be so happy.
Yeah, you start feeling better about yourself.
I'll go to
everything
work.
Else just falls into place.
And the economy would flourish.
You know what I always think? Like, thank God, like, your body hair only grows, like, a centimeter or something. Because, like, I could just imagine, like, people with, like, long-ass arm hair and shit.
It would
like,
change haircuts.
You're just like, your whole body would have whole body style haircuts.
I mean, like, braids salons would definitely, like...
They're so disgusting.
Like, dreadlocked armpits.
Dude, you'd be talking about how when you were younger you had a chest mullet.
Yeah, dude, you could just, like, grow, like, pockets and shit.
It's like, one line across the chest and the whole back's his hair and chest mullet.
It was... And party on the nips.
Yeah.
Business on the belly.
And there's the line.
Found it.
All right. Want to talk about a hair belt?
You guys want to take a break?
Take a break.
Let's take a break.
All right.
Hair.
This is No BS Brass to the Day. And on this break, we're also here from Vega Omega. But right now, No BS Brass.
What a sweet thing.
You should never beat a dead horse. You really shouldn't beat a live horse. You really shouldn't beat any animal, dead or alive. You're a bad person. Stop beating animals. Seriously, I don't like it.
Derek, you're beating a dead horse.
I'm sorry, it just really it makes me angry.
Hey guys, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room, here with another great product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. There's no hiding that I like to watch TV a lot. Watching TV can be made difficult whilst doing activities such as taking a shower, chopping vegetables, or driving a jet ski at night. Enough of that nonsense. My new product, it's totally amazing. Sean's TV helmet. I made it out of old microwaves. Sean's TV helmet condenses the mind-numbing entertainment you love into a convenient yet fashionable helmet. Simply plug my TV helmet into two electrical sockets. Wait just a few moments while it warms up. And just relax while the ear and nose plugs form fit to your head. That's snug. Now make sure you're within close proximity to the X-ray receiver interface, and bam, in no time you have access to a staggering 11 channels that I personally approved. What's going on in Sean's bathroom? And Shades of Purple are guaranteed to be your two favorite TV helmet stations. Sean's TV helmet uses highly powerful lasers to turn your eye into the projection screen, beaming the TV directly into your head. It's just like real life. Want to change the channel? Just put the oral remote deep in your mouth and change channels with your tongue. The helmet also comes with refillable odor pustules, bringing your TV helmet experience to the next level with scents like old ham, a fermented banana, I hope, and what I think purple smells like. Having the power of dual microwave technology pulsing through your skull can get hot, so be sure to keep your scalp cooling cap in the freezer and wear before every use. Order my helmet today and I'll throw in my high-def eye drops. If you think you've seen the world, think again. We'll be right back.
Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, and I'll be your guide. Today, we will be working with wood. Working the wood is art in its most natural of states. So natural. First, a little history of wood. Man has always had wood at his disposal. Wood comes from trees. Trees need wood to stay erect. I love trees because they give me wood. Choose your wood wisely. Working with a soft wood is less pleasurable. You will find the functionality of soft wood to be disappointing. It is important that you choose a hard wood. Some wood is so strong that even Mother Earth cannot blow them down, such as hickory, the hardest wood. Once you have chosen your tree, you will know it is the wood you want, because it is throbbing in the sky, begging to come down for release. It is ideal that you have a partner to get that wood down, but I prefer the solo method. Get a firm grip on your wood felling tool and stroke it, thrusting it with all of your might, as deeply into the wood as possible. Thrust and pull, and thrust and pull, and thrusting and pulling. Steady now. Timber! Bust your load of wood all over the ground. Now that you have obtained wood, maintain it by getting it milled into a more workable shape. You can get your wood milled into different thicknesses depending on your preference. I prefer 2 inches of thickness. Now I am really ready to work it. The wood, I mean. Since I've just destroyed an avian domicile, I will be constructing a birdhouse. In order to make your birdhouse, you must measure your wood. Measure and cut several units, drilling in one an orifice that is large enough to fit even the largest of wood peckers. Attach them using butt joints. A butt joint is a joinery technique in which two members are joined simply by butting them together. You must reinforce your butt joints. You'll need a dowel rod. Drill holes at the butt joint, deep, but not so deep. Smear your double-headed dowel rod with lubrication. Make sure you dock your members at the correct angles or your dowels will ream your holes. That's right, ram all those rods in there. Clamp them tightly to hold the unit in place. Reinforce all the butt joints with a good screwing. Get as many screws in there as possible. Screw it. Keep screwing. Flip it over. Screw it some more. Screw it. Yes. Jam a post in the bottom. Oh! After all this woodworking, I'm in need of a nap. Don't touch me.
Don't let the cat out of the bag? No, you let the cat out of the bag. Right now. Why is the cat even in the bag? Why would you put a cat in a bag? It is a living animal. That is not how you treat animals. It makes me... Let the cat out of the bag.
Derek, you're beating a dead horse.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to beat a dead horse. I'm not beating a horse, I'm not beating any animal. This makes me so mad. Let the cat out of the bag. Please. Let him out of the bag. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
my eyes, want to beat me up my thighs. The feeling in my brain is like riding on a train that's running off the tracks into a bed of thumbtacks. And I can't even see the bits of my demise, cause the tricks of my eyes want to beat me a surprise.
Sure, was that song named after?
That is called
Running Off the Tracks.
Running Off the Tracks.
So probably running off the tracks from that winged creature.
Or if the train's flying off the tracks.
Yeah.
Maybe that's like two virtual wings.
Yeah, virtual wings. So there's always wings, and there's
figurative
always
wings.
Yeah, figurative wings. And Paul McCartney. These things go together.
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I was a little slow on that. Now, you guys were telling me a story on the break. We were talking about the house show that the floor was caving in.
Yes.
But you guys had a show after that with some incident as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think Steve should elaborate because he's the one who
got I got beer spilled on a pedal board and I got electrocuted like 3 times.
Whoa. Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Yeah. Was that at our house?
No.
Where was that?
Another random guy's house.
Yeah.
Randomly picked.
So were you playing during the electrocution? Like, did you like... Like, you're playing and then all of a sudden get electrocuted and, like, rip some nasty, like...
It's electric!
Did it give you superpowers?
Boogie, woogie, woogie. Yeah, I mean, I started treading licks way beyond my capability.
Yeah.
I mean, a little hole in the ceiling. Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
You were playing, like, your instrument and, like, his bass at the same time?
At the same time.
Like, guitar and bass, like, two-handed.
Telepathically.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What sort of conditions do you guys say no to? To play
No shows whatsoever. I heard from Tommy from Imaginary Sons, he turned down no shows, and that's our goal right now is any show you want us to play, it could be a bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah.
Well, I think he was talking about like conditions as far as like
decrepit.
Yeah.
like what shows have you learned to, that you may want to like
stay
think
away
twice
from?
About?
Oh, we played in a in Washington, D.C.,
a friend
of ours was an ex guy in the band, back when we were Gold Tooth. Anyway, he was hyping up this show in D.C., and we get there, and he's like, yeah, it's a college city. It's right next to, you know, university. Well, that university was a school for the deaf.
Yeah.
So we played, we had a bunch of kids there, and they're all just like...
Yeah.
Like, all deaf.
We had an attendance...
You can feel... Well, wasn't Beethoven deaf, or...?
He goes, you're going upstairs. Yeah.
Wasn't he completely deaf? No?
By the end of his life.
You know, he got
sorry.
There.
Yeah, so they told us to go upstairs, because they're having, like, a banquet downstairs, mm-hmm. and it was just... That was the college town, Washington, yeah. D.C. vibe that we were promised.
We had at least 150 people in attendance, but the problem was... They couldn't hear us, so
they could feel
the vibration.
Or were they there for us now? Because they were having
at least you guys
get together
like
next
or something.
Yeah. So we've caved in the floor, we've been electrocuted, and we have tried to defy the laws of hearing.
I like it.
It
I
hasn't
like
really
it.
Worked out.
That's a pretty good roster of accomplishments thus far.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
How long have you guys been Motel Fire?
For a little over a year now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this was back when you were Goldtooth, that you played for a crowd of...
For a crowd
this,
of
this was one of the last ones.
This was when we started to rethink our strategy.
All the show.
Yeah,
or just listen to the ex-bandmate about anything that had to do with life.
Gotcha. You've got to write a song about that.
We probably should.
It's going to go like this.
It'll be the secret track on the album.
I mean, that's just fucking awesome.
And she's gonna whisper. Story. Can you feel this? Can you feel this? Can you feel this? Can you feel this?
I got.
There will be no talk.
I got blacked out and built like the stage over Piranha Infested Waters. Do you guys want to be like the first band?
As long as I'm on a raft,
it's probably safe.
As long as there's some probably safe probability.
We should probably play it because it seems to kind of be our thing to play.
Yeah,
it.
Maybe that's how
we use all found it. Material.
You okay. Guys, so you guys deal well with, you know.
Yeah, we somehow manage to perform in life, you know, threatening situations.
I like that. So you deal well with stress and problem solving. That's good.
I feel like it's related to our name, Motel Fire. We call this destruction on ourselves.
You guys would have been great on the Titanic.
Like, yeah.
You would have played until the ship.
They may be our ancestors, the band that was once. Yeah.
We would have distracted the guy from the glacier.
I think that's really cool that band did that.
Yeah.
But for one thing's for damn sure, if I'm the bass player, I'm going to fucking ride that thing to safety. Tell the rest of the band, like, y'all should have got bigger instruments, man.
You gotta keep it right side up, or you're just going down.
The baby grand player would probably have it best.
Yeah, probably.
He can actually. These are heavy, man.
They float though, probably.
A big ass bass, too.
I don't know about that one.
Basses are hollow.
They're hollow.
They're gonna float.
So is a piano.
He's safe.
I'd rather the bass. I just make sure
the bass. Like, I'll just like stop, like bust out that middle part and just sit in it. Like,
oh yeah.
Be like, peace, y'all.
Dude,
use my bow.
Yeah. Use the bow to row.
Bow to row.
I'd be like, hey, what's up, like bow peeps?
Still be plucking the strings.
Like, look at those guys. They're probably so cool.
You probably could, but I doubt.
Shut up now, Sean. A baby.
No.
Get away from me, baby.
I don't want to see you or look at you.
All right, we gotta take a break.
Okay.
Do you know what? One more thing about Titanic.
Okay.
Ice floats, man. Leonardo DiCaprio was frozen solid, and he sank into the depths.
Yeah, you know that's just bad writing. Someone should have got fired for that.
It's because she let go, man.
Yeah.
That was, I just thought it was too long.
Yeah.
On VHS, that was two tapes.
The first tape is useless.
We gotta take a break. The second tape. But this is the Reckless Island with Burn here on the Motel Fire Show.
That's what we're gonna do. Motel Fire Memorial Show. Cannot forget.
Hola, señor. Me llamo Jorge García Vega Santiago Villalobos. Vivo en el mar y estoy enamorado con un tiburón. Como el sol, así son mis zapatos. El burro es un mentiroso y ladrón. No le puedes contar. Me dio un condón lleno con mayonesa. It's Radio Rubber Room. ¡Ay! Y ya me voy para hacer cosquillas a las nalgas de mi esposa.
Tacos are an American staple, but tacos are boring. They can take days of planning and up to 1 hour of preparation. Órale, wey, forget washing dishes. New from Spoofco, a technology that will forever change the way you eat tacos. Taco Shotgun. If you can chew fast or swallow whole, Taco Shotgun is for you. Taco Shotgun eliminates prep time and eating time, all with virtually no cleanup. Digestion? That's a waste of time, hombre. So is tasting. Taco Shotgun, the automatically powered shotgun system that delivers taco directly into your body. Listen up, ese. Just add taco shells, lechuga, carne, queso y tomate, y siempre black powder. All of the things combine as the taco shotgun is activated. With a simple squeeze of the trigger, the meat is cooked. Y la taco is blasted from a barrel, delivering fully cooked taco-type meals straight into your boca, wey.
Depending on aiming.
Taco Shotgun. Your friends and neighbors will most likely enjoy involuntary tacos. Taco Shotgun has a range of up to 3 football fields. You see that hombre over there? Esta fed, wey. Blast the load right into your mouth, hombre. Taco Shotgun. New from Spoofco.
You're listening to Radio Rubber Room. Make sure you follow us at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Or better yet, write Facebook, request a love button specifically for our page because like just isn't strong enough a word. Enjoy the show.
Oh,
find you after.
Was Motel Fire, but don't worry, there's not a Motel Fire currently happening if you're listening to this into a motel.
No motel guests were harmed in the taping of this episode of Radio Rubber Room.
We don't know that for sure.
Well, not by us.
Not by us.
At any rate.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
not intentionally.
Now, that was one off the album.
Called Go in Peace.
Go in Peace. Mm-hmm. Go in Peace.
It's track two on the album.
Mm-hmm. And where can we find that album one more time?
Bandcamp.com, so that's Bandcamp. I guess .motelfire.com.
Okay.
Or you can get a physical copy from us at one of our shows.
And all the links are on our Facebook.
Yeah.
Instagram, whatever.
And that's also where people can go to find out about where those shows will be.
Where those shows will be. And
are there any upcoming shows that you want to mention right now?
There's a house show this Saturday, and the location is on our Facebook page. Okay. So find us on Facebook, and you will find the location.
All right. We've got to plug a couple things before we go.
We do. Again, we are having our pre-V-Day bash at Emilio's with Dalton Dash on February the 11th at 10 p.m. All ages, totally free, as all of our Emilio's showcases are. That is going to be a super good time. You can come out, win prizes, be silly, win a date even for Valentine's Day or another date of your choosing.
Very cool. Well, guys, it's been a blast. I'm glad to have you on. We do got to take off, but good luck with everything. Keep up the good work. Keep it real. Don't forget to keep it real.
We'll try to keep it real. And just have a hangout session with everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Bring your bills.
Keep it platonic.
All right, guys. Good night. Keep it real. Tip your bartenders and your servers excessively. Peace.
Go see live music. Dance a lot.
I'm going to place bids and other things besides money. I hope that.
Oh, wait. Is this still recording? Actually, we are going out on a song. This is Nick Perea with Too Many Days Ahead here on Radio Rubber Room.
Have a great night, everybody.
Nick Perea is awesome.
Oh, boy, too many days ahead. Nowhere to run. Been trying to get away. Ever slowly backing up. Holding up the line, baby, it's my time. When you put your arms around, you're only dragging me down. Now that you are, there's nothing there, nothing you or I would want.
like giving in, but there's nothing there, there's nothing there.
Nothing there, nothing you or I would want.